Well, I am here at the 2013 New Holland Agriculture's First in a Field media event, and finally got a chance to talk to Abe Hughes, Vice President for New Holland North America, here at the event. And he has had a busy day chatting up with all the media here. But specifically, Abe, tell me about kind of your role as Vice President for New Holland.
Well, Jamie, it's good to talk to you. We saved the very best for last here in these cool, inside the hotel here. It's nice and cool, but it's been a hot day out in the field. About New Holland, you know, I'm just really excited here to be sharing our 7 product launches that we've got for the dairy and livestock segment. It's really exciting being here in Texas to have you guys from the media really see them and all the details, hear from our experts, and then get in the field using this equipment. I think it brings it all home. What's exciting is that we're also sharing this with all of our dealers. You know, we've been here for 5 weeks now, training dealers, training employees. The fact of the matter is, there's over 800,000 livestock producers out there in the U.S. About 50,000 of those are doing dairy, and that's about 750,000 then creating beef, right? So what I find amazing is 89 million cattle are actually out there being raised for beef or dairy. And New Holland is probably providing feed for a majority of those cattle every single day. So they're eating New Holland hay and forage every day. So it's exciting. The more we can train people and get them to learn how to make hay better, the better nutrition and quality nutrition that forage is going to have for the farmer. And that means the better beef and the better dairy we're going to have on our tables.
Well, last night you talked to us about growth, and those numbers definitely equal the growth, because it only makes sense that as those numbers increase, that your products will increase and your growth as a company. You also talked about your partnerships within New Holland, specifically NASCAR, NCBA, and Growth Energy. Would you kind of like to highlight on those partnerships and how they all fit together?
Well, you know, it is all about growth. The industry is growing. This is America's industry. This isn't getting exported to China. It's really a best-kept secret in the American economy, agriculture. And so one of the ways we're growing is not only helping our dealers grow by investing in our dealerships, encouraging them to grow, to stay modern, to stay up-to-date with their business techniques and their entrepreneurship, but we're also helping from a home office perspective with some really important strategic partnerships. NASCAR. We've been together with NASCAR for 30 years. We helped the France family at the very beginning when they were professionalizing and they needed well-groomed racing tracks. They called on New Holland, and New Holland's been with them ever since to make sure that the tracks are nice and groomed and clean, and it's been a great partnership. Growth Energy is our partnership for the cash crop segment of the country, so that's the Midwest. We're behind ethanol production. New Holland has taken a stand. It's the only ag equipment company that's really, you know, stuck its neck out and said, look, ethanol's been good for our industry, and we're going to support ethanol. So we support these over 80 plants that are part of Growth Energy to make sure that ethanol doesn't get repealed, make sure that we're supportive of the renewable fuel standard, and to make sure that their producers, there's about 60,000 producers dropping grain off at those plants, that we're giving them the best deal they possibly can get on any farm equipment. And every piece of equipment we sell, we're channeling a little bit of those funds right back to Growth Energy so we could propel the industry to even better levels. Make no mistake about it, ethanol has created farm stability and income for our farmers, and they're very grateful and excited to see that New Holland is the only ag equipment company supporting them. And finally, we have the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. New Holland's been super strong in dairy. It's been a backbone of this company. But we also need to fill out our livestock offering much more. And so with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, solid partnership that we've just begun, you know, we hope to be with these guys for 30 years as well. And to just build on the partnership, making sure cattlemen have the best access to updated equipment, modern equipment, and importantly that they get education. You know, we produced a series on cattlemen to cattlemen this past season. We're going to continue to do this next year. We want to educate people on how to make good hay for their animals. In this case, it's the beef cattle that we're eating and that we enjoy so much. So our cattlemen's partnership is just started, but I can tell it's going to be a great partnership going forward.
Well, thanks, Abe. Appreciate the opportunity to come to this, for the invite to come to this event, because it truly allows us as the media to get our feet wet, so to speak, with the machinery and the equipment and see it firsthand, so we can relay and tell our story, or tell your story, to consumers across the country. To kind of wrap up, we're about to wrap up 2013. So we're looking to already planning for 2014. What are some strategic goals and some things that you guys would like to accomplish for the next coming year?
Well, we're going to continue to focus on growth. As I said before, growth is where it's at. And New Holland is rejuvenated. We're back in the game. We're going for the gold. So New Holland is really alive and well. What I see happening in 2014 is another incredibly robust ag economy. I see us making even more gains in dairy and livestock, having further inroads into the cash crop area. There's two areas that we're going to be focusing a lot on, and that's our dealer development. We've got a great group of dealers, and we're going to continually help, you know, get these guys to get even better at what they do, bring on other entrepreneurs that want to be in this business. And then our products, you know, we have 7 product launches that you saw here focused on dairy and livestock. But at the Farm Progress Show at the end of August in Decatur, you're going to see cash crop products that we're launching. You're also going to see Pro Work Tools. That's the aspirational farmers, the hobby farmers, landscapers, contractors, you know, so we've got construction equipment now with us here at New Holland. So it's that whole segment. We're going to launch some products too. So more news to follow. We look forward to seeing you guys, as always, at over in Decatur at the Farm Progress Show. And we're looking forward to our partnership continuing with ZimCom. It's been a really good partnership as well.
Well, speaking of the ZimCom team, we appreciate it too. It's been a lot of fun, and we will see you there for the Farm Progress Show coming up in a couple weeks. Once again, talking with Vice President of New Holland North America, Abe Hughes, here at the New Holland Agriculture's First in a Field Media Summit. I'm Jamie Johansson.